The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
King Ahab called out from the rocks, "Do you think that a fire-tailed fox can scorch the fields of Jezebel and starve the stock and dry the well and mock the bales and scorn Jezreel and not be crushed beneath the wheel of Ahab's chariot? Beware the day you leave your anxious lair. The fire and drought that you've begun will swallow you before it's done." Elijah stood across the veil from Ahab's band and answered, "Hail, bold servant of the queen. I see the chain is loosed and you are free to chase a fox with infantry. I'm honored that the fox is me. High trust from Jezebel to let you have 100 men to net a flaming fox and not be burned. I am surprised she hasn't learned the weakness of a godless king. Or Ahab, is that golden thing around your neck still fastened to the finger of the woman who now feeds 450 men who prophesy for Baal? And when will you cease to trouble all of Israel? Elijah, call this royal woman what you will. She has more power, more cultic skill, more force in unseen things than you have ever dreamed or any Jew has known for centuries. Not I, Elijah, nor my queen make dry the land and trouble Israel. It's you who dry the drinking well and ruin crops and kill the herds and stop the rains with empty words." One face among the retinue of Ahab winced. It was the true and faithful servant of the court, old Obadiah, not the sort who served the Baals, but loved the Lord and spared his prophets from the sword of Jezebel when she ordained that they should die. And now he feigned composure as he listened to the empty babblings of a blue-blood monarch fall like reverent foes before Elijah's face. "Are those the words of royal blood, O king?" Elijah called. "Or do you cling to empty words as to your gods? Tell me, Ahab, what are the odds that Jezebel has greater force with unseen things and is the source of greater power than God? If I am he who keeps rain from the sky, if I have troubled Israel, if by my prayer the royal well is dry and dead the royal herds, then have I spoken empty words? Or have you and your queen despised the God of all the earth and prized your pagan idols over all his word? And are you not enthralled to blind and helpless deities? Else, why has not the queen called these to open clouds and lift the cares that you have charged to my weak prayers? If Baal be God, then it is plain, let Jezebel release the rain." Old Obadiah smiled inside. And Ahab, helpless and defied, stood silent at the voice of God. "Do you remember Aaron's rod?" Elijah cried. "Or do you mock the stream that flowed out of the rock? Or do you not know that everywhere the soil of faith is kept with care, in all the hearts of faithful men, the rod of Aaron grows again? Hear this, O king. 3 years ago, I saw Almighty God bestow more power in a little boy than all your prophets can employ. Go now, Ahab, and tell your queen, tomorrow morning God will clean this wicked land with holy fire. Let Baal and all his seers conspire. The Lord will do what he ordained, and when I pray, there shall be rain." Elijah spent the night in prayer. And in the early morning air, he walked Mount Carmel's height and battled there against the might of unseen wickedness without, and even worse within, his doubt. What if the fire should fail to fall? What if the rain heed not my call? What if the other altar burns? What if the Lord my favor spurns? Elijah knew that in the end, faith was a gift. And God would send it when he willed, by some strange means designed to silence kings and queens. All Israel was there that day, and others came from far away as Zarephath. Elijah cried, "How long will you fail to decide between your God and foreign cults? Why is it that this choice results in limping back and forth between the law of God and Baal's queen? Let there be now a test to see who is the greatest deity. The God who answers here with flame is God alone, and his the fame." And so the bull for Baal was slain. His prophets prayed, but all in vain. They danced and cried and cut their arms. They fell and shrieked and shook their charms. Elijah goaded them with scorn. "Perhaps you need to use a horn. He might be on a holiday, or maybe he just has to stay in bed because he's sick. I bet he hears, but all his kindlings wept." The midday passed, and as they roared, Elijah built an altar to the Lord. 12 stones, the wood in order laid, a trench around the altar made, 12 barrels full of water spilled, the kindlings wet, the trench is filled. And suddenly the air was still. And Jezebel had shown her skill. The bloody prophets lay in shame around the fire that never came. Elijah felt 10,000 eyes fixed on his face. And as he tries to pray, the demon doubts assail. "What if it doesn't come? I fail. And with me falls the name of God, and never will there grow the rod of Aaron in the hearts of men again. O sovereign Lord, what then shall I recall or think or see that you might give this faith to me? By what strange means will you supply?" And as he opened up his eye, a little boy walked up the path, a 6-year-old from Zarephath, and smiled at him without a word, as though a message could be heard. Behind him in the distance stood a woman with a widow's hood, and in her hand a jar of meal. Elijah looked and felt the seal of God upon his prayer. "O Lord, your name and glory have been poured like water over all these stones. The blood is spilt that now atones for all my doubt and Israel's blame. Come now and vindicate your name. Come now and answer us with flame." And with these words, the fire came. The Lord Almighty, he is God. The Lord Almighty, he is God. 10,000 people turned that day to God and watched Elijah slay the empty messengers of Baal, where used to run the Kishon Trail and creek before the drought. And so the fire of God consumed his foe. Elijah turned to Ahab now. "King Ahab, I have kept my vow. Did I not promise holy fire to cleanse this wicked land and Tyre? With faith and prayer and flood and fire, make haste. The purge is not complete. Take shelter with your queen and eat. God does not start his purge in vain. I hear the sound of rushing rain. So may the flame of candle 2 ignite a fire in me and you to burn the Baals and the doubt, and then to heal the scorch and drought and take away the final stain. Let there be, Lord, a rushing rain."
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org, or call us toll free at 1-888-346-4444. 4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.